Hello and welcome to another episode of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast. My name is Jamie and I'm the host for this show. Finally, we are on the last episode of season 3 of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to this and have been supporting my journey as a metastatic breast cancer survivor, experiencing 4 recurrences in the span of 5 years while being far away from my immediate family. Thank you so much for the support. I really feel that sharing my story and having you guys listening on the other end has helped me in a way that helps you too. So this is such a win-win thing. Thank you so much. And I hope that you get the blessings that you all deserve for sticking around. I am glad to announce that my book is finally out. It's called That Shit Called Cancer, The Not-So-Subtle Art of Winning Your Life Back, which is available on Amazon. And in the Philippines, it's available through direct order. You just key in your information and send it over to booksbyjamie@yahoo.com. Everything is written in the description of this podcast if you want to know more. So I'm hoping for your support, and I hope that my story will inspire you to keep thriving in life, even if you're going through difficult and challenging times. So for today's episode, I would like to talk about how to call out unwanted support in your journey. Because as we go through a cancer diagnosis, it's very normal to have some comments from people, and sometimes it comes off wrong, or sometimes it just doesn't help you. And if you're going through a diagnosis, you don't really want these comments and you don't want to deal with people who make your life harder. But there's a way to call them out in a very polite and educated way without coming off like a bitch, which I have been in my journey. That's why I'm sharing this, because I've learned the very hard way. So yeah, today let's talk about calling out unwanted support while going through a diagnosis. I've mentioned a few pointers in the book that I wrote about this. And sometimes people are so scared to be confrontational, especially if you're coming from an Eastern background like myself, where we don't want to say what's on our mind. We're scared to offend someone else. But it's also healthy to set your boundaries and teach people how to treat you. And unfortunately, sometimes it's us who has to do the job of telling people how they should treat us. And so in my case, I always have people who pity me for no reason. Sometimes I'm not in the mood to really talk about cancer and they would bring it up, or that's all they want to talk about. And sometimes, of course, it can get overwhelming, and maybe sometimes you're just not in the mood, and that's okay. But you have to tell people, you have to learn how to voice out and share why it's not helping you sometimes. Like in my case, if someone would come to me and say, oh, so how's your treatment? How are you feeling? Sometimes I would say, you know what? I'm doing fine today, and I'm here to actually distract myself. So if it's okay, can we just talk about something else aside from cancer? I hope you don't mind. And then they would be like, oh yeah, sure, of course, that's fine. See, there's a way to share it and tell people that you also have a life, that you still have things to talk about aside from your diagnosis. And sometimes people would just ask you information that's too personal. And if you don't want to disclose it, you can just say, I think I'm not comfortable talking about this. Is it okay if we just talk about something else? Sometimes people just need to be called out in a very nice, polite way so they know not to step on your toes. Because if you let them just get away with things and say whatever they want to say, then you are not honoring what you need. And at this point in your life, sometimes you need to be a little bit selfish. This is not a bad thing, because you have to protect your energy. You're giving away your energy for survivorship in your treatments. And the last thing you need is to absorb more negativity and awkward comments from people. And sometimes people will just want to give you advice, give you tips that you didn't ask for, and sometimes it can get so overwhelming. So sometimes you have to tell them that, hey, I appreciate that you're giving me advice, and I love that you're concerned. Thank you so much. But at this point, I think I'm already getting a lot of advice from my medical team, and I would just appreciate if we hang out, or can you just let me talk so I can vent and share what's on my mind. I don't really need advice right now. I know I don't need any judgment. I just need to be heard and to feel that I'm not alone. Instead of saying, why do you keep giving me advice, this and that, instead of attacking the you, using the you, like, you are saying this, why are you doing this? The other person feels attacked. So it's better to just come from a place of saying what's going on with you. Say that this is how I'm feeling, this is what I think, and I appreciate that you're doing this. However, this is what I prefer right now. Is that okay with you? If you ask if it's okay with them, you're acknowledging them as well. And it's not just all about what you want. Because at the end of the day, people want to cooperate and want to participate in something that involves them and not just about you. So first, always acknowledge that you're thanking them for the concern, because most people are really coming from a place of concern. It's just that sometimes they have no idea how to express it, and because they haven't had cancer, so it's different for them. But trust me when I say that sometimes they just don't know how to help you. So if you point out to them what exactly you need and call out support that feels weird for you, then they will know and they will treat you better from here on. Now, if you do have people who get offended because you called them out, then let them be. Sometimes people just don't like to be confronted, or sometimes they just don't want to be called out. And you don't want to be with people like that, because it means that they don't want to meet you halfway. And that's fine. I'm sure there are other people out there who can be of better support for you. But at least early on in the journey, you know that they're not the right fit. So you don't waste time trying to get them and win them over. So just simply let them go, wish them the best, and carry on with your journey. But again, the formula is to acknowledge that thank you for caring. Thank you for offering this advice, or thank you for asking about me all the time, or sharing your story about someone you know who died of cancer, anything cancer related that is very inappropriate at that moment. Thank them. Thank them for sharing, for showing concern, and then say that, but right now, this is what I'm feeling, and I'm not really in the mood to talk about it. I'm just distracting myself, or I'm just really in the mood to talk and vent out. If that's okay with you, can we just do that? Can we talk about something else? Or can you just listen to me while I express my fears and worries about cancer? So ask them if it's okay and share what you're looking for. That way, this person can know how to help you and you feel better. So both of you arrive at a situation where both of you will be okay. So yeah, I guess that's just how I do it, because I've encountered so many awkward moments in my journey and I learned the hard way. So it's great that finally now I've learned how it's important to just be vocal about what you think and what you feel. And if other people don't like it, then all right, well, wish them the best, but at least you did your part. At least you did your part of taking care of yourself and honoring your boundaries and getting the support that you need and filtering out people who are going to stick around for you. So did you guys learn anything from today's episode? I hope that you send me a reaction through my website, www.jamiewins.com. And I would love to hear what you think. And also, if you want to know more about how to thrive while going through a diagnosis, I hope you check out my book on Amazon. Again, it's called That Shit Called Cancer, The Not So Subtle Art of Winning Your Life Back. And I would love to hear your reactions about this. And in the Philippines, you can just email booksbyjamie@yahoo.com. Everything is written in the description of this podcast. So you can just click and order and send me an email. And I would love to have a copy sent to you, hoping that my story will inspire you to keep on thriving, especially if you are a breast cancer survivor. Thank you so much, you guys, for sticking around for season 3 of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast. I hope that I was able to help you overcome your little battles along the way as you're recovering from your cancer diagnosis or just life in general. And I'm excited for season 4. I shall let you know when it's going to start and what to expect. But meanwhile, I want to wrap up season 3 by sending you all love, healing, and strength and comfort wherever you are in this part of the world. Again, this is Jamie, and I hope that you keep thriving and winning. And I shall talk to you again on the next season of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast. Thank you, and let's keep winning. I'm officially signing off. Talk to you soon. Bye.